CVS says that it has its it had practices in place, and it had good security practices in many locations, but in its many locations around the country, there were some locations where they didn't follow those practices. So they also point out that, you know, in this case, they're paying this to settle the claim. They're not admitting error in this, but they have said that they recognize that that at some of their locations that some of this information wasn't disposed of, they say, in accordance with their own policies.
And so when you have a violation like this, I find it interesting that the Office of Civil Rights would be the investigative arm at Health and Human Services. Why is that their jurisdiction?
Well, that's really when the HIPAA privacy rule first came out in 2000, when it was given to HHS in 2001, it was the Office for Civil Rights that was given the responsibility to both issue the regulations on medical privacy and to be the chief enforcement office for medical privacy. That's the right location for it. Obviously the Office for Civil Rights already had 10 regional offices around the country and was really in the best position among the HHS divisions to be the enforcer for medical privacy.
And they joined together with, Federal Trade Commission?
Yeah, that's a relatively, you know, they've of course collaborated in the past and talked to each other in the past, but that's something new about this. This is, I believe it's the first time that there's been a jointly issued settlement where the entity at the same time settled both claims with the Federal Trade Commission and the Office of Civil Rights. They have somewhat different jurisdiction, the Federal Trade Commission does. They regulate unfair and deceptive trade practices, and that was the legal authority that they used in this case.
And just to get a little bit deeper here, suppose someone comes across a medical record of someone in the form of a bottle. In fact, I found one once at the baseball stadium, an empty pill bottle in a seat, and it had the person's name and address and what the drug was and what their prescription was and the name of their physician. So is the issue here strict privacy, that someone else should know something that's private to that person, or can that information be used in some nefarious way that, such as identity theft?
Well, it's really both of those things. And, you know, it depends. First, of course, there's sort of an inherent everybody belief that our information, and we have good reason to believe that our information, our private information, should be kept that way. Now, it sounds like there's a really good chance that, you know, somebody's pills dropped out of their pocket at the baseball stadium when you were there. But sure, that person would want to know that person, that information is private. But in addition, that information can be used, you know, if someone has information about the, you know, what kind of medications you're on. It tells them what kind of illness that you have. It could be, depression or other sensitive illnesses that we are all quite concerned about. And also, often, as you know, when you go to the doctor's office or you get a prescription, there's other information about you, your phone number, your home address, all those other things that may be associated with that. And it's possible that even on many medical records, your Social Security number and other information that can be used for identity theft. So it's all of what you've just said, Tom.
And we're talking this morning to Rick Campanelli. Rick is a former director of the Health and Human Services Office of Civil Rights and counselor to Secretary Mike Leavitt. So give us some context on a $2 million fine for CVS. And then what does the CVS chain have to do in order to ensure that these mistakes are not made in the future?
Right. Well, first, for context, this is by far the biggest amount ever paid to resolve privacy complaint. There have been over 42,000 complaints that have been filed since 2003, when the medical privacy rule went into effect. And in about 20% of those cases, some remedial action was required to change policies, to adopt systematic changes, or other, you know, take action with respect to the patients. But in June of last year, it was the first time that OCR actually entered into a resolution agreement with a provider, a different provider. In that case, they settled that for $100,000, which was the biggest amount to that date. And now here, CVS has settled for $2.25 million and agreed to adopt significant other corrective action, or to make sure that they've got their right policies in place. So this this is quite a difference and quite an increase in the amount of the fee that a company has had to pay to resolve a matter. And again, they haven't claimed. The CVS emphasizes that they haven't admitted to violations, but that they certainly have paid a significant amount.
Well, they've got about, I don't know, is it 5,000 stores? I mean, they're all over the place.
Over 6,000.
6,000
yeah.
stores,
right.
And each one is company owned. These are not franchises, so they really have exposure. And I guess they want to probably now. I would imagine they're going to issue a directive to all their stores on, hey, folks, here's what we expect you to do with trash.
Well, absolutely. And in fact, that goes to Jane's second question. You know, what do they have to do now? And there are quite a few things that are, you know, the company is saying it's already adopting to make sure its policies are in place, but also have been required by these orders. And I'll just tick off a few for you. They have to revise and redistribute their privacy and security practices. They have to train their workforce on these policies. They have to require employees to report any violations that they're aware of. They have to have procedures in place to sanction workers who don't follow the procedures that they've adopted, the policy procedures they've adopted. And I might say on that one, and most of the ones I've said already, those are required by the privacy rule. So they're agreeing to do what the privacy rule says in many of these cases. So anyway, revise the procedures, train its workforce, require them to report and have sanctions in place for those who don't follow them. They have to agree to a series of conducting internal monitoring, and they have to get, and this is something that's required by the consent decree here, or the settlement agreement, they have to agree to hire an independent third-party assessor who is going to conduct the assessments of their compliance with their program and report for 3 years to HHS on this.
Okay, we are hitting the clock, so it sounds like they've got some work to do. But we want to thank you for sharing those details with us. And Rite Aid and Walgreens, listen up.
Right, they haven't had a problem.
Right, I think that's the bottom line. People really need to pay attention here and redouble their efforts.